You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today, we're going to be talking about trusted advisor status. Before I dive into the topic, though, I just wanted to remind you that, you know, in case you're listening to this episode while you're driving, that show notes are always available after each episode, and they're available at the website, defeatthedrama.com, and then click on the podcast site. The other thing is that if you submit your personal drama challenges, you can, I will be addressing some of those and providing customized solutions on future episodes. So to do that, go to defeatthedrama.com, click that podcast site, and then submit your question. You can either record your question or send a message. So I just wanted to make sure that you're aware of that option because I can't wait to help you defeat your work drama. Okay, so let's dive in. Trusted advisor status. What do I mean by that? So often when I'm working with clients, they talk about all the opinions of others and how sometimes people are disappointed in them or angry with them, or they feel like they should take a different kind of direction in their career or with their business because of people in their life. And so this creates drama, right? Because if we're uncertain because of the opinions of others, then it's hard to have tenacity. And you need to have tenacity when you're a leader or when you're an entrepreneur. So I like to clearly define and be specific about who we should give the privilege of trusted advisor to in our work and our life. Because really, just the fact that someone has an opinion doesn't obligate us to follow through on that opinion or even consider that opinion. Now, I'm not saying that we like blow through work and our business like a bowl in a china shop, not thinking about any other perspectives. It's not about that, but it's being very intentional about who we give that very important status too. So that's why I've dubbed it trusted advisor status. And this is it's a more formal term used, in business, but I'm talking about just even people in your life too. Someone having an opinion or advice doesn't require us or obligate us to take it. So what are the key ingredients for someone who should get trusted advisor status? And you know, you might have different trusted advisors for different times in your life or for different subject matters. So for instance, if something's going on with your health, you know, you might have a certain amount of trusted advisors for that, or with your marriage. In your business, it might be, you know, a different group of people. But you want to be careful about who you're listening to and who's kind of driving your decisions. So the first is that, and they really need to have all of these key ingredients. Okay, so the first is they need to be knowledgeable about the topic. So do they even know what they're talking about? You know, if you're having difficulty with your lawn, you wouldn't just have a random person on the street tell you what to do with your lawn. Why in our businesses are we listening to people who aren't in business or don't know about what we're doing? So make sure that they really have knowledge and experience in the topic, and they're not just kind of pulling information out of thin air and providing it as advice and counsel to us. So they must be knowledgeable. Second, they must have a unique perspective. So, I mean, the best case scenario is to have someone who's been where you're trying to get. So their unique perspective is, you know, they've done things that you haven't done yet, but would like to. So they're able to add value, new information, new insights because of their unique perspective. Maybe they've done something you're doing, but with a twist. So a unique perspective. The third is they understand you and your perspective. So they understand where you're coming from. They understand a bit about your passions, your vision. They don't have just this tiny little window into what you're up to. They have the breadth. You know, you have a real connection. You've had deep conversations with them. So they have a really good working knowledge of your perspective, your desires, your passions, your vision. If they don't have that, again, too much of their perspective or their advice is going to be based on their own. I mean, they need to bake in your vision. So, you know, this makes me think about my dad. So, you know, I've been a business owner for years now. I mean, over 10 years now. And he still still, you know, in his mind, the optimal is to be an employee. And so from his perspective, you know, he doesn't have a full understanding of my desires. So I'll be working with a client and he'll say, oh, maybe they'll hire you. And I always have to stop and laugh. And I say, yeah, I don't want that. So there, you know, that's his desire, his viewpoint of life. And it's not mine. And so there's not a clear understanding of kind of the objective or what I'm working towards. So you need that person to understand what you're working towards, your goal, your objective. They need to want the best for you. So that person who's jealous of you, who has maybe some ulterior motives, you know, maybe you have someone, a close friend who doesn't want you to move away and they see that your business might take you elsewhere. Their opinions and consultations might include information that would keep you stuck or where you are and might not include the vision that you want for your career, your business, your life. So, you know, or maybe they deep down don't really want you to succeed. You know, they don't want you to surpass them. You know, so anyway, they don't have your best interest at heart. There's some other ulterior motives. Sometimes it's, you know, that they don't want to start a business. And so they don't want you to start a business. I actually experienced this, I mean, not personally, but I was facilitating a group of high-level executives, and they all knew each other. And a couple of them were starting businesses. And one of the people in the group who I knew had a lot of fear about starting a business, as they discussed their excitement about launching and the projects that they were working on and how it seemed like they were starting to gain momentum, he actually raised his hand and started saying, well, that's all well and good. I mean, you're going to go through your contact list, get a couple jobs, you know, projects and make a little money, but that's not a sustainable business. And so he right away was kind of chopping them off at the knees and, you know, and trying to end their enthusiasm. And, you know, so that was his own kind of, I'm afraid. And it was kind of, you know, I don't want you to start a business because then I might feel like I should start a business. And he didn't want to start a business. So he didn't want to hear about other people starting a business. So he didn't really want what was best for them. He wasn't being really, his comments were more about himself. So you really want someone who really is in your corner and with every bone in their body wants you to succeed and wants you to meet your big mission, whatever it is that you're up to. So the fifth one is kind of related. They need to be able to put their own fears and agendas aside and be objective. So if there is something in them where they don't want you to succeed or they don't want you to move on or, you know, move away or something, that they're able to put that aside and really give you the great advice that you need to help you meet your mission. The next one is they need to be able, and this one's very, very important. I see a lot of trip ups in this one. So they've given you the great advice. You've received it. It didn't have any hidden agendas. It's pure. It's good. But you weigh it and you weigh it with information you've gotten from other people and you decide not to take their advice. A trusted advisor, a true, valuable, trusted advisor gives their advice and then releases it and allows you to make your own choice. They're not going to be disappointed if you don't listen. They're not going to be angry with you. They're not going to be come back and be defensive. And I see a lot of this happening. And again, that's drama. So there can't be a feeling of obligation if they give you advice. They really have to give it freely and release and allow you to make your own business choices. Take it or leave it. They've given it as a gift and you don't have to use it. That one's really, really important. It's kind of like, I don't know, you know, if you've ever had kids or, you know, been pregnant or your significant other has been pregnant and you name the baby before the baby's born and you start telling people the name, everybody weighs in on the name before the baby's born. So when you're talking about an idea that isn't born yet, people weigh in and they might even express disappointment if you're not changing the name because they knew someone 20 years ago who had that name that you've picked and they don't like it. So you really, especially when you're birthing a new business or birthing a new idea, you want to make sure that you're not, you know, allowing people to obligate you to take their advice. And then the last one is that the relationship can be maintained. So it's kind of aligned with the one just the the previous strategy or formula, but your relationship needs to be solid and good whether you take their advice or not. So they're going to continue to be in your corner. So you still don't want the person who's going to release and allow you to choose, but then they say, well, since you went down that path, I'm not in your corner. I'm not your cheerleader anymore. Good luck and goodbye. No, you don't want that in a trusted advisor. So you want them to be knowledgeable, have a unique perspective, understand where you're coming from and what you're working toward. Put the best, they want the best for you. They're going to put their own fears and agendas and, you know, all aside. They're going to provide their advice and opinion and then release and allow you to make the choice. And then after the fact, whether you use their information or not, whether you succeed or not, they're still in your corner. They still care about you and they still want the best for you. They're in it for the long haul. So those are the seven characteristics that you want in a trusted advisor. Pick wisely. So, you know, in a previous episode, I talked about people-pleasing leaders, and people-pleasing leaders have difficulty saying no and having healthy boundaries. And you do sometimes need boundaries around advice giving. And so there are going to be people that you're going to listen and just not even really consider much, but some people you may have to ask them to stop weighing in, because if they don't have these seven characteristics, the information is just going to sidetrack you. It's going to shift your focus away from what you're working towards. And you don't need that. When you're a business owner, a leader, an entrepreneur, you need the full focus, full tenacity, full creativity moving you towards the vision that you're creating for your business. So the seven characteristics will be on the show notes. Like I said, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast button, and it'll take you to where you can find the show notes. Don't forget to submit your questions. I want to help you defeat your drama by providing customized solutions on a future episode. So please send those to me so that I can help you with your situation. Also, you know, my website as a whole, my business is called Focus Forward Coaching. And so my website's focusforwardcoaching.com. And if you want to even work with me individually, I've got some boot camps, check out my products. I've got a book. I have a lot of ways that you can tap into the information that I share. So until next time, don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Let's defeat the drama now.